Citroën DS. It was presented at the Grand Palais in Paris on October 6, 1955, replacing Traction Avant. It made such an impression that no other car can nowadays. In fact, many thought that such a car would be very difficult to go into production. Dies, whose pronunciation is a word play with the word goddess in French, was very different from all the cars of its time. Its bodywork had a 0.31 aerodynamic coefficient, which is quite impressive even for cars of our time. It's worth mentioning that the idea of such a car had been in Citroën's plan since 1938, but the Second World War postponed them. The whole construction was made using pressed sheets of sheet, with several parts of the bodywork made of light alloy that could be easily attached to the steel chassis, while the roof was made of polyester. One of the things that characterized DS was its hydraulic circuit that was responsible for the right function of the suspension, the gearbox, the clutch, and the brakes as well. Its original 1,911 cubic centimeter engine, which was that of Traction Avant, was later complemented by three more, with 1,985, 2,175, and 2,347 cubic centimeters respectively. It goes without saying that the car kept its predecessor's front wheel movement. This model was produced till the spring of 1975 and sold 1,400,055,446 copies. The ID version is another word play with the word idea. It was a much more economic version of DS with the same engine but a different gearbox and clutch with no hydraulic power assisted included. After a vote, at the end of 1999, it was characterized as the top product of the 20th century, overtaking Boeing's 747, Apple's Macintosh computer, Biro's fountain pen, and even NASA's spacecraft.